What's going on, NBA draft fans? It's your boy Corey Tulliba, the NBA draft dude, the Wolf of Ball Street, and we have a special episode here today because we have a very special guest. We have Ryan Rollins from Toledo on the show with us today. Ryan, I appreciate you chopping it up, man.
Appreciate you having me, man.
So, you know, for the hardcore draft fans, you know, a lot of my audience, they probably know who you are. But, you know, when you're talking to the casuals, they might know Jabari and Chet and Paolo. They might know those guys. For somebody who isn't familiar with your game, how would you describe yourself as a player?
Just a versatile playmaker, somebody that can do it on both ends. I can create for myself, get others involved. And I think I just play basketball the right way. I make the right plays. I don't try to do too much. I just try to win, do what I can to win.
Yeah, you know, look, personally, I've been preaching the gospel of Ryan Rollins on my show. We did an episode on you the other week. I've had you as a top 20 guy, you know, for a while now. So I think people are going to start seeing that. Do you know where you're at measurement-wise, like height, weight, wingspan?
6'4", about probably like 187 right now. I think I got like 6'9 wingspan.
So, do you have a goal weight that you're trying to get to, or are you at where you feel comfortable?
I think I'm pretty comfortable right now. I don't have a set goal that I'm trying to get to.
So, you know, you're training for the NBA draft. What's a day in the life like for Ryan Rollins, you know, as you prepare for, you know, the NBA combine and the whole pre-draft process?
Yeah. For like the past month, I've been out in Dallas. I've been, you know, it'll start at like, I wake up at like 8 and then go to a morning lift session at 9. And from there, I go to a basketball workout at Drive Nation with Tim Martin. And then I'd be there probably like 12 to 2, maybe 1:32. And then I'll have another workout later on that night at like 9:30 with Juwan Brown.
What kind of stuff have you been focusing on in your workouts?
Really ball handling, jump, a lot of shots, catch and shoot off the dribble, all variety of shots, just tightening up all aspects of my game that people, you know, especially that I need to tighten up. Ball handling, like I said, shooting, a lot of floaters, post-ups. A lot of skill work for sure.
So you're a Detroit guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the Detroit basketball scene like growing up?
It was pretty good, you know. I mean, it's not a lot of cameras around Detroit how it is everywhere else, you know, with all the ballers life stuff. But
yeah,
it's a lot of hoopers from Detroit that, you know, can really hoop. It's a lot of people that people wouldn't even, they never heard of, don't even know about, don't know what school they go to or whatever. But, you know, it's just, especially growing up, it's tough, you know, with the basketball scenario. Everybody's tough, everybody can play, so it's a good scene for sure.
Were you a Pistons fan growing up?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, you try to be, but they're not the best team, so.
Yeah.
They don't always have the best record, so.
So they kind of, you know, they won that championship when you were, like, a baby.
Yeah, I was young. They won it. It was 2000, so I was a baby.
Yeah. So. Are there any guys in the NBA right now that you watch that you think you can kind of play a similar role to?
Yeah, I say CJ McCollum a lot, Devin Booker, you know, guys like that can create for themselves, like the mid-range, the faders, the three-level scorers, can create for others, guys like that for sure.
Yeah, I see a lot of Devin Booker in your game, especially in that mid post area. You know, when you get there, like, you really don't need a lot of dribbles. You can kind of turn, yeah, you know, create space, put your shoulder. Do you watch a lot of film and kind of study how guys get to their spots?
Yeah, I try to. I think I should do it more, but I do watch quite a lot of film on, you know, CJ McCollum, the guys I said, Brandon Ingram too, Jason Tatum, all those guys, especially when they know you're about to play in a minute, so I'm about to watch him and see what he do.
Yeah, Brandon Ingram's a guy that I've comped you to a lot. I just think the way you guys move on the court is very similar. Now, you could tell me that it was pure coincidence, but I was watching one of your games, and you had somebody ISO'd top of the key, and you busted out almost frame for frame the Allen Iverson cross on Jordan. Is that something that you did on purpose, like that you worked on, or was that just like it just coincidentally you did it in the just you were just feeling it?
I wouldn't say I do work on it. I do a lot of crosses and stuff, but I didn't plan to do it. I did something like that in high school before. It wasn't a double cross, but it was like a cross like that into the shot. That was pretty similar, but I think it just happened.
The bag that you have, it's very like natural. Like it's almost like pickup, almost Jamal Crawford, you know, it's, you can almost read the game as it comes to you instead of like, you know, going through, like you're going through progressions of a workout.
Yeah.
Growing up playing in Detroit, like, you know, were you just like hooping, like playing a ton of pickup, or were you like working out with trainers and stuff?
Yeah, that's really all I did as a kid. You know, not until college. That's when I started like actually training and stuff with my coaches. But before that, I really was just getting up a lot of shots and just playing 5-on-5. That was my workout. Just go find a gym and go play with people.
Now, you know, I know when you announced your decision with Shams, you talked about CJ and how like he's somebody who is inspiring you coming from like a mid-major. I think there are going to be people who question like the level of competition that you played against. So are you like going to the combine? Do you plan on playing in any of the scrimmages and showing out against guys that are, you know, quote unquote, a higher level of competition?
Yeah, I'm going to play for sure. So that's, you know, that's something I'll strive to prove to people. You know, like you said, think coming from a mid-major is not the same talent or whatever. So just coming in and playing against the top guys and just showing them I can still do what I do.
Do you think there's any benefits to that? Because, you know, somebody like you, I mean, you were at 19 points a game. I think you led the nation like in scoring for your age group. There's got to be a level of defensive attention that comes with that, even at, you know, playing for a mid-major where guys are more focused on you, where if you were playing at a higher level, right, maybe you can go one-on-one a little bit more. Do you think that helps you at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I'll say that because for sure during the season, there was a lot of game plans towards me to, you know, a lot of scouting on what I like to do and how to stop it. So, you know, especially in a situation like this, you're going to combine and there's no scouting. It's just throw them out there and play basketball. It's going to really show a lot of things.
That's your style, right? Like, you're ready.
Yeah, to just, like... I play basketball. That's what I do. So.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah. I want to talk about the defensive side of the ball. How many positions do you think you could defend at the next level?
Three.
The 6'9" wingspan probably helps with that.
Yeah, that'll help for sure.
Yeah. I think one of the things that really impressed me about you defensively, and I your on-ball stuff, I liked how you played with your chest. Right. You use your length, gotten guys grills, made it hard with the contest. But the way that you played the passing lanes, did you play football at all or anything? Because you look like a cornerback at times, like pick six down the court.
Yeah, I ain't never actually played. I played a lot of backyard and street football and stuff, but I never actually played. I was good at that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anybody in the NBA that you're looking forward to guarding at the next level?
Probably the guys I said, Devin Booker for sure. Yeah, I just want to, you know, it's going to be tough, but I just want to, you know, actually see how it is.
Yeah.
Try to guard somebody like that. This is somebody that's a pure scorer. So yeah, probably somebody like Devin Booker for sure.
You know, they say Book talks a lot of shit. Right? You coming in as a rookie, you give it back to him? You talk any shit yourself?
Yeah, maybe. If it come down, if you say something first, I'm going to say something. I ain't going to start it though.
Yeah, but you'll finish it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say nothing first.
What do you think the most underrated part of your game is?
Probably my playmaking. I think I think I'm a way better passer and facilitator. I think I'm very unselfish. I'm not gonna force things. So if you wide up and I'm gonna hit you, I'm gonna give you the ball. And I think I'm a pretty good creator for open shots too.
Now, when you know you started really getting going this year, you're giving everybody buckets. the attention's coming. Maybe they're, you know, you're coming off a screen, they're throwing two at you. You talk about the playmaking. Like, do you think you were making like progress game by game, kind of understanding a little quicker how teams were going to defend you and knowing where your teammates were going to be on the floor?
Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, especially during the regular season, there's a lot of the scouting, like you said, and all that. So it's just, especially with me, they would play the gaps a lot, play it early. So it was just something that my coaches would put into my head, and just me knowing just that I got to get the ball out early. You know, when you drive, just one less dribble and just kick it. You know, keep the game simple.
Yeah, so that's the way NBA teams want to
play. Yeah.
That's the way NBA teams want to play, right? They want to play that 0.5 basketball, almost like ball swings your way. That you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, facts.
Right? And keep it moving. There's a lot of good shooters in the league. Now, coming in, you know, last year you played with the ball in your hands a lot. But you go to the NBA, maybe you're playing next to Luka. You might be playing with, you know, Chris Paul, Devin Booker. How do you think, you know, you could play and contribute off the ball early on in your career?
Even if I don't have the ball, I play defense, I play hard. I think I do a lot of things to win. I play hard. Like I said, I can rebound, I can defend, I'm long. I can knock down open shots, create for others, like I said. Even if I don't have the ball in my hand that much, the time that I do, I can. I'm pretty sure I could make something happen in the right way. So,
you know, one of the aspects of your game I really liked was your cutting. You know, I thought that moving off the ball, you know, knowing when to find gaps in the defense and the timing of it. Is that something that, like, has always kind of come natural to you, or is that something that, like, as you've gotten to higher levels, you kind of had to work on?
I think it's something that I had to work on because, you know, when I was young, my mom used to always tell me not to stare at the ball. As I used to do that a lot because I haven't had the ball. I just sit there. So it's just finding easy ways to get buckets, you know, especially when defense is keying on. You just got to, you know, cut, get an easy layup, and that'll get you going, or cut and get fouled. So just find ways to score.
There's a lot of box score watchers out there, right? They're going to look at your stats, see the 31, 32%. From three-point range. You think you're underrated as a shooter from distance?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, when you look at your killer in the mid-range, the form looks the same. Do you think, like, a lot of it has to do with the shots that you're taking, a lot of off-the-bounds, highly contested, stuff like that? You think that has anything to do with it?
I said a little bit of that, but I think also it's just my consistency of how I shoot the ball from the three. Just my form, mainly. Just sometimes it'll go to the right, my arm would float out to the right or the left, or I don't hold my follow through or something like that. But that's something I've been keying on for sure during this pre-draft process, just shooting the same shot at all times.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you're feeling it and you know, like, the form is tight, elbow, like, what's the mechanics for your jumper that you know, like, you got it going?
I say just when I hold both of my hands up and hold my follow through, just I got good length on my shot, good legs on my shot. That's mainly it. If it feels good, it's coming out of my fingers, man. Yeah.
If you could tell, you know, people either listening or watching or reading this right now, one game of yours to go back and watch from this year, what game stands out to you as, like, the full Ryan Rollins experience?
I'd probably say I had a couple. Probably the one against Ohio where we beat them at their spot. Both of the Ohio games we played Ohio were pretty good for me. One versus Ball State. I think I almost had a triple-double that game. Probably some of them games.
Yeah, like I said, Ryan, I'm a huge fan of your game. I think that, you know, you've been underrated throughout this process. And I think that, you know, when you get to the combine and you know, teams and people out on the internet start seeing you a little bit more, they're going to start realizing the type of player and the type of talent that you are. So I look forward to tracking your progress throughout this entire cycle and seeing where you end up. So I'm really excited. So I appreciate you being here and chopping it up.
Appreciate you having me, man. No doubt.